His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
1 Chronicles 16:11. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always.
I've had good days, I've had bad days, tasted victory and defeat. I've had problems big as planets turn to pebbles when you speak. I've had nothing to my name, never lacked for anything, 'cause you were there with me. You've been my savior, sustainer when I'm at my end, my healer, redeemer. Bears my blame. When in pride I think I'm worthy, you point out the price you pay. When I wander far away, you keep calling out my name. You don't give up.
That's right, you've always been. That was Unspoken kicking off today's show. Hi, everybody. I'm John Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. Let's go to God's Word today. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. Let's pick it up at verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I wanna cling to you, Jesus. Ooh, hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe.
Yeah, Big Daddy Weave. Jesus, I believe. Right here we go with Matthew West. The God Who Stays.
If I were you, I would have given up on me by now. I would have labeled me a lost cause, 'cause I feel just like a lost cause. If I were you, I would have turned around and walked away. I would have labeled me beyond repair, 'cause I feel like I'm beyond repair. Oh, but somehow you don't see me like I do. Somehow you're still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God who stands with wide open arms, and you tell nothing I have ever done could separate my heart from the God who stays. I used to hide every time I thought I let you down. Always thought I had to earn my way, but I'm learning you don't work that way now. 'Cause somehow you don't see me like I do. Somehow you're still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God who stands with wide open arms,
than I have ever done could separate my heart from the God who stays.
Matthew West with The God Who Stays. Amen, he sure does. And he sticks closer than a brother to us. And let's remember Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All right, here's Jason Crabb talking about the story behind his song, God Can Use a Broken Man.
Haven't we all made some bad choices? Some of us have been flat on our back from making a bad choice, going the wrong way, giving in to self-will, choosing our own way. I'm thankful for the grace and the mercy of God. He always meets us there. When we fail, the enemy whispers in our ear that it's over with. We're done. That isn't what God says. My grace is sufficient. God doesn't put you on the back burner or on the back pew. No, he puts you back in the front. There is no second-rate citizens in the kingdom of God. He loves us all the same, saints and sinners. Yeah, the Bible is full of where God has used some broken men.
I've been down, down to the bottom. I was looking at a mountain I could not climb. I was addicted, if I'm being honest, for a long time. I was in a prison, in need of a savior. I lifted my hands up to the sky and cried out to heaven, I surrender for the first time. That God can use a broken.
I recently heard from my friend and brother in Christ, Pastor David Beggary from the Grace Lighthouse Church in East Wareham, Massachusetts. And he told me one of the men going to the church was going through some health challenges and at the same time wrote the song called No Regrets. We're going to play right now. His name is Jack Cashman. And Jack, hey, I just want to tell you that, we're praying for you over here at His Kids. And here's your song, Jack, No Regrets.
Today's new challenge looks bleak, but the Lord above has given me a peek. I can pass along His words of wisdom and make my way into His kingdom. Today I look back on past mistakes, knowing what is really at stake, knowing my heart I am forgiven, 'cause a good Lord above is a forgiver. I live my life with no regrets. With the help of the Lord, I'll pass His test. A prayer today and a prayer for tomorrow, Satan away and all my sorrows. Today I look back on past mistakes. I've confessed to the Lord and I've been saved. As I sit here contemplating sins of the past, I turn to Jesus, went to the cross to clear my path. I live my life with no regrets. With the help of the Lord, I'll pass His test. A prayer today and a prayer for tomorrow, Satan away and all my sorrows. I have no regrets, and that's not a lie. Jesus saved me, and I am alive. I have no regrets, and I've been saved. My name's in the book, and I will be alive. I live my life with no regrets. With the help of the Lord, I'll pass His test. A prayer today and a prayer for tomorrow, Satan away and all my sorrows. As I face death and take my last breath, I live my life with no regrets. I can't wait to see the light. I can't wait to see Light. Amen.
Yeah, once again, that was Jack Cashman. I'd like to share some of the lyrics with you if I could. Today's new challenge looks bleak, but the Lord above has given me a peek. I can pass along His words of wisdom and make my way into His kingdom. I've lived my life with no regrets. With help from the Lord, I've passed His tests. A prayer today and a prayer for tomorrow. Keep Satan away and all my sorrows. As I face death and take my last breath, I've lived my life with no regrets. I can't wait to see the light. Amen. Also, if you'd like to attend a Sunday morning service at Grace Lighthouse Church, the address is 3065 Cranberry Highway in East Wareham, Massachusetts. And the Sunday morning service begins at 10 a.m.
Beside me, always present, always close, blessed assurance will be my vision, my firm foundation, will remind my soul. If the flower knows your love in the spirit, same God who parts the sea is the God who's here with me. I know you won't let go. You never let go. I know you won't let go. You never let me go.
No. Why should I worry if you are for me? You
Tomorrow is a very special day. It is Mother's Day. And on behalf of His Kids Ministry and myself, to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day, and may you feel loved, cherished, and blessed. Not only on Mother's Day, but every day. And I'd like to share this with all you moms out there. This is called Mother, You Are Everything to Me. A life of companionship began the day when God made you my mother. When I was sick or hurting, you prayed and helped me as my nurse. When I was lonely, you took time to be my special playmate. As I grew older, God showed me that you were my treasured counselor. Now I love you even more as my lifelong, God-given friend. And Mom, you are everything to me.
Chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change.
CC Winans, here we go with Need to Breathe.
I won't pretend that we can control the night or what kind of road we're on or where we will see the light. Oh, I don't know what's around the bend. All I know, it knows no end. All these pieces fall in line because I. Don't let them keep you down.
you're always tough enough.
To breathe with Forever on Your Side. That's right, our God is always on our side, and He will never leave us, He'll never forsake us. And I'll tell you what, over in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Amen.
Love has to give up on you. Love is making the old things new. today and every single day. Love hasn't given up on you. Love hasn't given up on you.
Danny Gokey with New Day. That's right. Every day is a new day in the Lord. All right, let's go to Nicole right now with a word for today.
Thanks, Dad. This afternoon, I'm reading out of Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Today I want to talk about fixing our eyes on Jesus. These verses say, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So as we run our race and run with endurance the race that is set before us, let's remember to fix our eyes on Jesus. There can be so many other things going around us that it can be so easy to look at that and to be consumed with that. But remember that as you run your race, fix your eyes on Jesus. How do you do that? You spend time with him. You listen to what he may say to your heart. You read his word. You spend time praise and worshiping him. Sometimes it's so easily to become distracted with everything going on around us. And I'm not saying to ignore that. We need to do what we need to do, right? We need to be responsible in life, do what we need to do. We need to be aware of the things going on around us, but let's not fix our eyes there. These verses say that as we run with endurance the race that is set before us, let's fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. So remember today, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus as you do run this race. And I believe that as we fix our eyes on Jesus, he will give us what we need to endure the race as we run it until we reach that finish line and cross that finish line, which of course will be in heaven when we see him face to face one day. Remember, fix your eyes on Jesus. Keep running your race. Don't stop. And remember, he is with you. He is in you through the Holy Spirit, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much, Nicole. All right, let's go to Matt Mayer. Run to the Father.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I see it now. I know that I need you. I've run to the Father, full into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul.
condition. Had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption. The price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I'm brought to the Father, full into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again.
Reggie's Oil Company, located in Quincy, family owned and operated since 1950. Reggie's Oil Company also offers 24-hour service. Reggie's Oil Company, 617-471-2095 or at reggiesoil.com. My sincere thanks to Reggie's Oil Company for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids Ministry since 1995.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your plans for me. Thank you for the change that's happening deep inside of me. For I'm so grateful beyond words could say. So here I am to thank you today. Here I am to thank you today.
Hanson Insurance Agency, providing life, auto, home, and business insurance since 1979. If you would like more information, you can reach them at 781 1-800-293-6376 or hanseninsurance.com.
My sincere thanks to Hanson Insurance Agency for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids Ministry since 1995. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You know something? There is no better opportunity than right now to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I need You right now in my life. Thank You for dying on the cross for my sins. I receive You now as my Lord and Savior. Thank You, Jesus, for forgiving me of all my sins and giving me eternal life. Help me to be the kind of person You want me to be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If you said that prayer and Jesus is now your Lord and Savior, welcome to the kingdom of God. I want to tell you something else. Right now, they're celebrating in heaven just for you.
Ministry is now in our 33rd year of broadcasting His Kids Radio Outreach Program, and we want to thank all of you who have supported this radio ministry over the 33 years. If you would like to partner with us by sending a donation, our address is His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061, West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339. You can also donate online at hiskids.org. That's hiskids.org. We appreciate your prayers and financial support.
Here's an interesting note about Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis, in 1907, the year of her own mother's death, led the campaign to have a designated day once a year honoring mothers. As a result of her and others, President Woodrow Wilson designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day in 1915. Church and community groups then began to give a carnation to mothers to honor them on their special day. On behalf of His Kids Ministry and myself, once again, I want to wish all you moms a very, very special Mother's Day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Celebrate our 33rd year of broadcasting His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program. And remember, Jesus loves you.
His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.